Good morning, Heather. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Very well, thanks.
So can you describe to us a little about the study and why you chose the minority groups you did?
Well, firstly, why we chose the minority groups we did, in previous research that one of the team members, Professor Kevin Dunn from Western Sydney University, in some of his previous research on challenging racism, those were two ethnic minority groups rather than racial minority groups who had reported that they felt discriminated against in the housing market. Quite small percentages of them, but this was in a way a study that followed up on those perceptions, because there had been perceptions taken from a survey. And that's sort of the starting point to the answer to the first part of your question. Instead of surveying people to get more about their perceptions of what was happening, what we did instead was set up a kind of an experiment where we hired several pairs of testers. We had 13 pairs overall. They were matched on gender and roughly the same age. We also screened them to make sure they were they would come across quite similarly in other ways, but they differed in their ethnicity. They were either Anglo-Australians or Muslim Middle Easterners or Indian Australians.
Okay.
So each week they'd get a sample of properties that we'd draw across the metro area, and they had to call up the agent, try and set up an individual appointment, and then attend an inspection, either the individual one or just the advertised inspection. Once they'd done that, they did that completely separately. So, like mystery shoppers, but
mystery renters,
not appearing as pairs, but doing this completely independently.
Okay.
They then filled in a detailed questionnaire about the exactly what the agent had told them, both on the phone and at the inspection. And then we were able to analyze that data to see whether the differences in what people were told and who was told, which member of the pair was told what, whether they were probably just the result of random differences, you expect quite a lot of randomness in that, or whether they were highly unlikely to be random. In other words, we tested the statistical significance of the differences.
And so what did you find? Were people treated differently based on their race or ethnicity when it came to looking and trying to rent places?
Actually, we found some quite systematic differences. Anglos weren't favoured on everything, but the things they were favoured on were the things that were most likely to make a difference to their housing search. So there were five key ones that were particularly striking to us. Being able to set up an individual appointment, having the agent discuss your housing needs with you, being told of other housing, being given extra information about the application form, such as what the deadline was to submit it, and being contacted after the inspection. So along those five dimensions, Anglos were 3 to 4 times more likely to be favoured by the agent than their minority partner.
Wow, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, so we were comparing the experience within pairs, at exactly the same house, dealing with the same set of real estate agents at any rate. There were a few dimensions on which minorities were favoured, but they tended to be things like, did the agent greet you at the door, which probably isn't going to make a significant difference to your housing search.
What about the racial origin of the real estate agents or property owners? Did that sort of play a role in this research?
We obviously collected information on that. We don't report it in the paper that's just been published, because we're doing that actually in a follow-up paper. More than two-thirds of the agents that people dealt with, they perceived as being Anglo, or white at any rate. So that isn't an ideal sample to test differences. However, the tests that we did do of differences, interestingly enough, non-Anglo agents were in some ways even more likely to favour the Anglo tester than the Anglo agent.
Wow, really?
When you get down to the subtle statistical analyses, there may be some differences, but the sort of obvious comparing pairs, it's not it doesn't look like it's the personal prejudice of the real estate agent. It probably has more to do with what's known as statistical discrimination, where agents may make judgments about different people's willingness to pay for particular types of locations, particular sorts of apartments, and that sort of thing.
And I guess one of the interesting outcomes of the research is that the president of the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales, John Cunningham, has said he was taking the report very seriously because it had a reasonably good sample size. So do you think there's anything that can be done to change the results of this study or to look into ways to address this favouritism, do you think?
Well, I think it's important that the data's out in the public realm and that people are beginning to speak about it. I think one of the conclusions of our study, or one of the implications of our study, is that people don't know whether they're being treated differently to other similar people. Mm. You can't experience the world through somebody else's eyes. And so relying purely on complaints of discrimination to drive, you know, the enforcement of the anti-discrimination legislation is, you're probably really underestimating the differential treatment that does occur. So one of the things, you know, that you've seen happening in other countries that do this more regularly, where fair housing has been an issue for a longer time, the United States is one example. There are quite regular official studies of what happens to ethnic and racial minorities in the housing market, and that's been helpful. And the industries have used that as a proactive way to sort of measure their progress in educating their members.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Heather, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you, Mitch.
That is Heather McDonald, a professor of planning and head of the School of the Built Environment at UTS, talking to us about some pretty interesting research and study on the way people are treated in Sydney's diabolical rental market based on ethnicity or race. Something interesting to think about if you're heading to an open house this weekend.